A Faint Heart by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Part 1. Under the same roof, in the same flat, on the fourth floor, lived two young men, colleagues in the service. Arkady Ivanovich Nefedovich and Vasily Shumkov. The author, of course, feels the necessity of explaining to the reader why one is given his full title while the other's name is abbreviated, if only that such a mode of expression may not be regarded as unseemly and rather familiar. But to do so, it would be first necessary to explain and describe the rank and years and calling and duty in the service, and even, perhaps, the characters of the persons concerned, and since there are so many writers who begin in that way, the author of the proposed story, solely in order to be unlike them, that is, some people will perhaps say, entirely on account of his boundless vanity, decides to begin straight away with action. Having completed this introduction, he begins. Towards 6 o'clock on New Year's Eve, Shumkov returned home. Arkady, who was lying on the bed, woke up and looked at his friend with half-closed eyes. He saw that Vasya had on his very best trousers and a very clean shirt front. That, of course, struck him. Where had he gone? And he had not dined at home, either. Meanwhile, Shumkov had lighted a candle, and Arkady guessed immediately that his friend was intending to wake him accidentally. He did so, in fact, clear his throat twice, walked twice up and down the room, and at last, quite accidentally, let the pipe, which he had begun filling in the corner by the stove, slip out of his hands. Arkady laughed to himself. "Vasya, give over pretending," he said. "Arkady, you are not asleep? I really cannot say for certain. It seems to me I am not." "Oh, how are you, dear boy? Well, brother, brother, you don't know what I have to tell you." "I certainly don't. Come here." As though expecting this, he went up to him at once, not at all anticipating, however, treachery from Arkady. The other seized him very adroitly by the arms, turned him over, held him down, and began, as it called, strangling his victim. And apparently this proceeding afforded the light-hearted Arkady great satisfaction. "Caught!" he cried. "Caught! Arkady, Arkady, what are you about? Let me go. For goodness sake, let me go. I shall crumple my dress coat." "As though that mattered. What do you want with a dress coat? Why were you so confiding as to put yourself in my hands? Tell me, where have you been? Where have you dined?" "For goodness sake, let me go." "Where have you dined? Well, it's about that I want to tell you." "Tell away, then." "But first, let me go." "Not a bit of it. I won't let you go till you tell me." "Arkady, Arkady, but do you understand? I can't. It is utterly impossible," he cried, helplessly wiggling out of his friend's powerful clutches. "You know there are subjects." "How subjects?" "Why, subjects that you can't talk about in such a position without losing your dignity. It's utterly impossible. It would make it ridiculous. And this is not a ridiculous matter. It is important." "Here, he's going in for being important. That's a new idea. You tell me so as to make me laugh. That's how you must tell me. I don't want anything important, or else you are no true friend of mine. Do you call yourself a friend, eh?" "Arkady, I really can't." "Well, I don't want to hear." "Well," began Vasya, lying across the bed and doing his utmost to put all the dignity possible into his words, "if you like, I will tell you only..." "Well, what?" "Well, I am engaged to be married." Without uttering another word, Arkady took Vasya up in his arms like a baby, though the latter was by no means short, but rather long and thin, and began dexterously carrying him up and down the room, pretending he was hushing him to sleep. "I'll put you in your swaddling clothes, Master Bridegroom," he kept saying. But seeing that Vasya lay in his arms, not stirring or uttering a word, he thought better of it at once, and reflecting that the joke had gone too far, set him down in the middle of the room and kissed him on the cheek in the most genuine and friendly way. "Vasya, are you still angry? Arkady, listen. Come, it's New Year's Eve." "Oh, I'm all right, but why are you such a madman, such a scatterbrain? How many times I have told you, Arkady, it's really not funny, not funny at all." "Oh, well, you are not angry?" "Oh, I am all right. Am I ever angry with anyone? But you have wounded me, do you understand?" "But how have I wounded you? In what way?" "I come to you as a friend, with a full heart, to pour out my soul to you, to tell you of my happiness."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?